Sanctify us in your truth, O God. Thy word is truth. Amen. Well, we need to begin with a little bit of Bible background today. Today's gospel, as you might remember, comes from the sixth chapter of John. And this chapter begins with the story of Jesus feeding the 5,000. And this feeding story is the background for the whole rest of the chapter. So it is that Jesus will return to this context of the feeding of the multitude again and again as he talks in this chapter. What Jesus has done in feeding so many with so little has really captured the imagination of the people and the crowd. And when they see that he has left them, then they go off to find him and look for him. And this reminds us of a leitmotif that is in John's gospel. People look for Jesus. The disciples look for Jesus at the beginning of the gospel. The authorities look for Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. Mary Magdalene, we learn, looks for Jesus at the tomb. And here in today's gospel, it is the crowd who is looking for Jesus. But apparently for the wrong reason, however. Jesus seems to be scolding them. Yes, yes, I tell you, you are looking for me, but not because you recognize the signs, but rather you ate your fill of the loaves. The people aren't looking for the deeper relationship with God that Jesus is proclaiming in his teachings, but rather for another lunch. They aren't looking for the bread which satisfies, but for the bread that will fill their bellies. Now, I don't think we can completely fault this crowd, because as truth will have it, there is probably a good number of them who really are hungry. In fact, if people are hungry, we can't just give them a sermon and tell them to go on their way. Jesus preached, but he also fed them. And when Jesus perceived that the people were hungry, he gave them all the food they needed with a dozen baskets left over. And that's what Jesus expects of us as well. And we are pretty faithful at doing that. Some of you have worked at Stone Soup to provide meals every day for the hungry here in Corvallis. Others have moved groceries at the Southside Food Bank. Here we see Wayne Cragen looking for a couple more volunteers for the summer. So Wayne, why don't you raise your hand so that people know who to contact because they want to help you out. Others of you will gather a few extra groceries each time you're going shopping, and you'll put them in the basket back there in the narthex. This month, it's household guy items like soap and deodorant and things like that. You can find it on the insert in your bulletin. What color is this? Lilac? Kind of purple. Whatever. And we have said that no one should go hungry who comes here to Grace Lutheran Church, and so we have lunch sacks right here in our office. If someone comes to Grace Lutheran and they've missed the mealtime at Stone Soup, or there won't be another one until tomorrow, they can get one of those to tide them over. Yet, we have found that providing meals is not enough. It also takes time, some lobbying, to get resources to the right people at the right time. And so we support people who speak to our legislators, both here in Oregon and also in Washington, D.C., to speak up for those who are hungry so that food resources might be distributed equitably and justly as well. And we participate in Bread for the World to advocate for the hungry people all across this nation and all across our planet. And what we've learned from the ELCA and Bread for the World is that there is enough food to go around on our planet. There is already enough food to go around on our planet. It's just a matter of getting it from those who have it to those who need it the most. Each day, the developed world throws out enough food to feed all the starving people on our planet. Clearly, we have a lot more educating to do. But Jesus would say that it is more than simple education that we need. Rather, it is transformation. Transformation of people's heart. And that comes about when people see Jesus for who he really is. Not just some nice guy who lived 2,000 years ago, but rather God in the flesh who came to the crowds in Galilee and showed us all how to share our bread through a deep abiding and lasting relationship with God. We don't feed people here at Grace Lutheran Church because we're nice. Truth be known, some of us aren't all that nice. Well, this person up on the screen might be pretty nice. But let's be honest, the truth is that this church is full of people who say one thing and do another. Now, we aren't worse than the people outside the church, but we aren't any better either. We are just like those grumpy children of Israel out in the desert who, now that the Egyptians were off their tail, started remembering the good old days when things were in the tomatoes, the yogurt, the meat pots. If only they had stayed slaves, then they wouldn't have to worry where the next meal was coming from. No, we don't feed people because we're nice or because we think that God will see us being nice and be nice back. We feed people because we have seen that Jesus has made a difference in our lives and we want to follow his example. Jesus, the bread of life from heaven, has come into our lives and opened us up to a new way of living, a new reason for loving. We live for the sake of others, not just for ourselves. We love our neighbors because God loved us first, and we are all children of God. All our neighbors are God's children. All our neighbors. In this Gospel of John, we have already learned that God has loved the world. And God did not come into the world, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might have life through him. The crowd has already tasted Jesus' bread. Now they are beginning to see that there is something more. A way of life, a way of loving, bread which connects them to each other, and bread which connects them to heaven through Jesus who comes from God, Jesus who is God, Jesus who is love. Amen. All the paths of our Redeemer are steadfast love and faithfulness. Amen.